This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Our politics just seems so divided and so angry and so nasty.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
If you have to win a campaign by dividing people, you're not going to be able to govern them. You won't be able to unite them later.
Bigotry or white supremacy in any form is blasphemy against the American creed. Young people need positive role models. Bullying and prejudice in our public life sets a national tone, provides permission for cruelty and bigotry, and compromises the moral education of children. The only way to pass along civic values is to first live up to them.
Our fate is in our own hands. That was the radical idea of America, that we decided our direction. Not some king, not some despot, but us, citizens. And our progress doesn't always go in a straight line. Sometimes we take two steps forward and we might take a step back.
These are the comments, of course, of two former presidents, President Bush and President Barack Obama. And interesting how the media, which, the media, given the opportunity, the mainstream media, to try to turn it against Trump. I think that this is a good contrast to hear. I mean, President Bush talking about how spirited the language has become, the contention within our society. And I think he was subjected to more of that in the latter stages of his administration. But yet, Barack Obama, though recognized it, sadly, I think did little to assuage or unite and do the very things that he says should be done. He had 8 years at that potential, and I believe that he also underestimated what he could have accomplished as the first black president in doing this. And I would say that most people were very disappointed, because their hope was, in electing the first black president, that we would have gone a long way to remediate and to redeem this social injustice and to unite the country. Maybe it's just beyond our capacity. I think so, in and of ourselves, trying to do it within our own human understanding. This is a God sort of thing, because we can all unite under godly principles. This is the difference between then and now. Then, and I go back to the start of our country, we were united by godly principles. We were anchored. I mean, our founding fathers took that responsibility. Boy, you talk about honor. It is, it is but for the hand of God, America would not have, would have stood or continue to stand. The precariousness that we live in today is that we have made a binary choice. And the choice that we have made is that we're telling God, hey, we'll take it from here. Thanks for your help. We can do a better job. Oh, really? How's that working out for you? This is the dangerous part. And this is, what Dale Davidson was talking about and what Las Vegas has realized is that they are taking a knee. And many people around this country are taking a knee. We're taking a knee for our fallen soldiers and our Gold Star families that we honor because of the ultimate sacrifice that they have experienced as a result of a loved one. And what can we do? There's just not enough honor that could be rendered their way. Compassion and love and prayers for God's comfort for all of us and for all of America.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Life itself squeezed into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can control how hard you work. So a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle. Is that understood?
Yes!
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know. Especially this season. Can you smell it already? You know, it is the fall. I love the fall season. You know, all the rich colors and odors and everything like that. And we're going to be talking about decorating for fall. The changing season outside is the best reason to change the decor inside. I like that line. You know, as cooler weather settles in, the fall colors burst in, an array of golden yellows, fiery reds, and vibrant oranges. You know, I was born and raised in Southern California, so everything there was smog brown throughout my childhood. So when I came east and I started seeing all these wonderful fall colors, it was like, oh my goodness, you know, who drew back the curtain? It's just absolutely gorgeous. Well, now's the time to match nature's beauty indoors. From guests coming in from out of town, to throwing parties, to home gating during football season, you want your home to be at the ready and decorated to impress. And to help us to that end is do-it-yourself and decorating expert Monica Mangan is with us right now. Monica, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Okay, so you're going to help us out, everything, because it's so gorgeous outside.
Yes.
You know, let's compliment the inside, right?
Absolutely, and I'm a New England girl, so I was brought up with all the colors of leaves and everything. So this is by far my favorite season to decorate. I love that you can really go all out, but I think the key here is staying true to kind of what your decorating style is and focusing on a few key areas to make a big impact. So I've teamed up with Command Brand to kind of talk with you about how you can decorate without damaging your walls and how we can do this in like a damage-free, really simple way.
Oh, I like it already. That's great.
Okay.
Okay, so no big, you don't have to do big nails or anything like that. See, these are guys, you know, we go, we put on the tool belt and stuff. No, let's do it damage-free. So how do we do that?
All right, this is going to be super easy, no tools required. And one of the first things is that everyone wants to make a great impression when you have guests over. You mentioned that. Usually you see people with big, huge pumpkins on their front porches, which is awesome, but I really like the idea of using mini pumpkins and bringing them up to eye level. And Command Brand has these Command Display Ledges. They're small, 4-inch little ledges that if you group together on the wall, you can put all your mini pumpkins right on them. And the best part, like you said, no tools, and when you take them down, there's no holes in your wall. balls or sticky residue. It's a really great way that you can kind of visually put your pumpkins up where people can see them. It's often like in an entryway or in your foyer. It's really unique and different, and then you could even swap it out for different seasons. So as we get into the holidays and things, you can swap it out for winter and then even for spring. So that works for me.
What a great, simple idea. I love it. Okay, so what else you got up your sleeve?
I'm a big fan of bringing nature in, and fall is a great time. So if you have pine cones, it's a really fun activity. You could go out and collect them with your kids, or if you're just taking a walk with your dog, collect a whole bunch of pine cones and level them up a bit by painting them. You can spray paint or even just use craft paint on pine cones really, really easily. And then if you had some craft wire or even just string, string them together to create a garland. What I love about this is it's super multi-purpose. You could wrap it around your banister and your staircase. You could run it down the center of your table. You can hang it up over your fireplace mantle. And there's so many different things you can do with that. So I love that project. It's kid-friendly. It's like very basic DIYer. You don't really need any crafting skills to do that, but it will also look awesome.
And we're not banging up the budget here either, are we? We're just going out in nature and getting what nature gives to us and utilizing it inside. Great ideas. I love it. And we're saving money.
We're saving money, and I love that it's very affordable and it's super attainable. Anyone can do these ideas. You don't have to be an expert crafter.
Well, and like you say, the kids love it. Anytime you got paint and you got kids around, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is you hear them screaming in joy, you know?
Yeah, just make sure you get the washable paint if you're involving your kids. I have four kids, and washable is the way to go.
Yeah, I know. You got four kids. One of them is going to end up painted. You know, he's going to be totally painted. Well,
absolutely.
Mom, I mean, what do you expect? We got to check it out and make sure it works.
If they're having fun and the house looks good, then I'm happy.
Yeah, it's all good. That's right. Like you say, you want to make sure you get the paint that comes off easy, that's for sure. So what are some decorations we can use all holiday season?
Even with that pinecone garland, that is something that you could use throughout the season because it works for fall and Halloween, but then you could also kind of hit it with some white paint or that faux snow and bring it all the way through the winter. So I love projects that you can kind of just tweak and change them. Another project is a lot of people, seasonal mantle decorating is like my favorite thing. Everyone wants to decorate their mantle for all the seasons, but what about people that don't have the luxury of a fireplace? I like the idea of creating a faux mantle. So Command has picture ledges, and if you combine two of these small picture ledges together, it gives you the look of a mantle. Then below it, what I would do is take a piece of poster board or even butcher paper and put that below and draw fire, like make it look like a faux fireplace. Now, you don't have to be an artist. A doodle would work. If you are an artist, go all out. Paint it, shade it, you know, be my guest. But then what's nice is on this ledge, you can add artwork, you can add mini pumpkins, but then, like you're talking all different seasons, you can swap it out for seasonal winter artwork. You can do spring things. So I really love decorating a mantle, and I feel like everybody should have that option, and this is a cool DIY way to get that.
See, my faux fire would look like something like a Picasso, you know.
That's,
you know, people
cool
would look at, because I would like a scribble thing, you know, and people would come in and I'd go, hey, didn't you know that Picasso did a fire scene?
I kind of like that idea. I'd almost be interested in seeing that, but also the internet is your friend. You can pull up images and print out at a copy store a really large version of like a faux fire and then just color it in. Again, that's something that your kids could get involved with. My kids would love doing that. Or you can go the Picasso abstract route. That totally works.
I like it. Boy, you know, Command is really taking care of us. This is awesome. Some great ideas. So as we wrap this up, the big takeaway here for this season, Monica?
The big takeaway here is that you can decorate your home without having it to be permanent, without damaging your walls, and there are easy ways that are affordable that anyone can do. And if you check out command.com, you can find out about all the products that they offer. They offer even more than we chatted about, and there's lots more home decorating ideas there as well.
Well, she is the do-it-yourself expert, television host, CEO of East Coast Creative, a digital media company, discovered by famed interior designer Nate Berkus. And quickly named his favorite do-it-yourselfer, Monica Mangan, has been with us. Monica, you've been wonderful. Great ideas, and I can't wait to get started.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
The cases that I work with as an attorney are, they're called complex mass tort cases. There's only a handful of attorneys in the country that actually handle these kinds of cases. They always involve kind of big stakes, whether it's a pharmaceutical company that's created a drug that's killing people you have to take on. It may be an American company, it could be a European company, whether it's an environmental case where you have a corporation that's unleashing chemicals into the drinking water or the air of a community. Those are the kind of cases we handle. Whether it's Wall Street that's stealing money from mom and pop pension programs. They're all big scale cases, and that's why it's not typical for most lawyers to handle these kinds of cases.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Stephen Moore joins us now, senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
Hey, as well, and boy, I'm looking forward to Trump's tax plan. The reason we need you on here because you're the no-spin meister. I mean, you give it to us straight. To hear from the other side, it's going to be the death of democracy if Trump gets what he is shooting for with all these tax cuts.
Well, it may be the depth of liberalism, because this thing, this tax plan, which, as you know, Bill, I helped put together with Larry Kudlow when we were working for Trump during the campaign, and this current plan is pretty similar to the one we crafted for Donald Trump, is it's a very positive plan that I think will create a lot of jobs. I think it'll bring a lot of businesses that are, you know, off seas, offshore, that have left the United States. I think a lot of them will come back to the United States and back to Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and California and all over the country. Most economists, I think, would agree that our business tax rates, which are the rates that are the highest in the world, that's irrefutable. I think most economists believe that that hurts American competitiveness. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And so, you know, what's not to like about this plan? I think it'll create jobs. It'll create higher growth. People worry about the budget deficit, but I think, you know, the best way to bring the budget deficit down, as Ronald Reagan and certainly John F. Kennedy taught us, is to get the economy moving faster so you have more people working and more people paying taxes rather than collecting welfare.
Well, Steve, I mean, it was a shock to all these liberals that said that there was no way Donald Trump was smoking something to think that he'd be at a 3% GDP even by the end of his first term. And here it is. We're not even...
Yeah, we already have it. We only have 3% growth. That's the amazing thing is his first full quarter in office, which was the second quarter, came in at 3.1%, just over 1.3%. And then we would have had 3% growth, Bill, in the third quarter, except that the hurricanes did such substantial damage and probably cost us about a percentage point of GDP. But, you know, we're on a higher growth path, and I see that everywhere I go. I mean, everywhere I go, you know, businessmen and workers say things are going really well and that they feel a pickup, and businesses are confident, they're investing more. You know, we just got numbers last week. Consumer confidence hit something like it. You know, 10-year high, business confidence is high. So if you get this tax cut done, I do think, you know, not just 3%, but 3.5% to 4% growth. And boy, that's going to feel a lot better. Remember, under Obama, we only had, you know, less than 2% growth for 8 years.
That was the new norm. The CBO was saying,
Yeah,
2%. That's what it's supposed to be. The other thing, too, that was quite curious is if you remember, every time we got a report, a GDP report, you know, there would be a 30-day revision and always went down, never went up.
Yeah.
So it was refreshing to see because originally they said 3.0 and then it got revised. It went up, you know, to 3.1.
Yeah. So 3.1 is a good number. I still think we can do better. Mm-hmm. And these, you know, 3.1 probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but you know, that's the equivalent. When you get growth rates, you know, up to 3 to 3.5%, then you start to see wages start to rise because businesses are investing more. You get, you know, a tighter labor market. So business, you know, workers can bid up their wages a little bit. Those are all positive things for the economy. And, you know, the other thing is that I wanted to mention, because I feel so strongly about this, Bill, is that the tax plan gets rid of one of the most devious and unfair taxes, in my opinion, in the whole federal tax code, which is the death tax.
Exactly.
And, you know, the death tax is just such an unbelievably unfair tax. It is so un-American to basically say to someone who's built up a business like my father did his whole life, you know, built it up, Bill, from scratch. At the end of his, you know, career, he had probably more than 100 employees. You know, so that's 100 families that he was providing a job for and a livelihood for. He paid his taxes, millions of taxes throughout his life. He died a couple of years ago. And then to think, you know, someone who built up a business, he did become a millionaire by the time that, you know, the business, you know, became successful. But, you know, then after paying millions of dollars of taxes, Bill, the government's going to take half of it away from you and your family when you die.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, it imperils the business in terms of its future, because if you don't have the cash flow to manage the tax payment, then you've just killed the business.
It happens all the time. People have to sell the farm to pay the taxes. And what a disgrace that is. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, you build up a business as part of your legacy, so you can leave that to your kids. And then the kids can run the business. And, you know, Henry Ford, the third or fourth, is now running Ford Motor Company, you know. And so that's, you know, what we want in America. If you have a death tax that's so high that people can't pass on their wealth, then guess what? They'll die broke. They'll just spend it all.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with Mitzi Purdue, and she was blessed because she was, her family, you know, she grew up as part of the, you know, Sheridan founders and family, and here they've got a 100-year legacy that they've been able to continue. Her husband, Frank Purdue, who's passed, they were able to hold everything together, and, you know, but she said in each case it was the family holding together, but it wasn't easy in having to, you know, work through this death tax process.
For a lot of us, and people say, oh, well, we want Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and the Koch brothers and people like that to pay the tax. But guess what? Bill doesn't have to pay any of that tax.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
do have the tax accountants and the lawyers and the lobbyists and the, you know, the clever, you know, people who figure out the ways around it. It's the people like, you know, mom and dad who built up a business their whole life weren't thinking about estate tax planning,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
when they were building their business. And then they get walloped with this tax. And, you know, by the way, it's the reason 70% of America, I do have these debates with liberals, say, well, only 1% are going to pay it. Yeah, but you know what? Americans instinctively are against this cash because everyone wants to be rich. You know, that's part of America. You want to be rich. And
right.
people don't want, if their boat comes in and they get rich, for the government to take half of it away.
Yeah, for all the hard work and investment to get to that point that they had to put into it, it just doesn't seem right. And, you know, but this is the divide between the Republicans and Democrats, Steve. As you know, the incentives are all in the wrong place and for the wrong people.
That's right.
You know, and when you incentivize the people to grow it big, to work harder, to have a reward at the end of the day, they're self-interested, they're self-vested, and we've seen it happen time and again, whether it was with Reagan and Kennedy. But the thing that surprises me is that how quick Democrats and progressives will forget and be quick to promise things to, you know, run our country back into the ground again. I mean, you know, it's like, I'm glad we're here right now talking about this, but on the other side of it is how long will this last? Or, you know, or I guess until the Democrats take over again and
well,
take us
the,
down
the road.
Well, somebody
was telling me the other day, the one word that defines the Democratic Party today, and I think it's so true, is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be free. Your health care is going to be free. Your child care mm-hmm. is going to be free. Your education is going to be free. Your college is going to be free. You know, your food is going to be free. And pretty soon, we're not a very free country anymore.
No.
The government's running everything. And,
exactly.
you know, we better wake up to that. I mean, truly, I mean, we now have, you know, we have Bernie Sanders out there saying he wants universal health care. That means, you know, by my calculation, 130 million Americans with mm-hmm. private or employer-based health insurance would lose their plans because Bernie wants you thrown into a government system.
Exactly. Well, California thought it might be plausible until somebody got the chalkboard out and started doing the math for them. You know, these numbers just don't lie, Steve. That's all there is to it, right?
Well, what's the old bumper sticker? If you think healthcare is expensive now, wait until it's given away for free. And that's
yeah,
so true. But
exactly.
I think we are going to get this tax cut passed, Bill. I'm very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when it does, I think you're going to see some real juice in the economy. And people, you know, I went to so many areas in the country, you know, especially in the Rust Belt area, that didn't see a recovery. And that's mm-hmm. the reason they went for Trump. There's nothing that Obama did really helped them. And if you get this tax cut passed, I think you're going to bring a lot of development back to areas that were left for dead. And those are great, hardworking Americans, a lot of people who fought for our country and veterans. And, you know, we need to, it's not just about Hollywood and Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C. It's about all the other areas that have not seen a recovery.
In between, yeah, without
yep.
a doubt. Well, Steve Moore, as always, we appreciate your no-nonsense, straight, show-me-the-money kind of.
Show-me-the-money, my friend. That's what the cab driver told me when I asked him about the Trump tax cut. He said, show-me-the-money, and that's what we're going to do.
That's it. It may be one of those things just kind of out of the book of Nancy Pelosi. We got to pass it to see what's in it. But I have a lot more hope and promise than I did back when Nancy Pelosi first
yes.
uttered those fateful words. So let's show them the money, Steve Moore. I'm
okay.
happy to be there with
Thanks,
you.
Bill. Have a,
Thanks
have
a lot.
Great
appreciate
week.
It. Have a good one. All right, take care. Steve Moore, Senior Economic Contributor from FreedomWorks on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says, "Let There Be Light" offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year, Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and we got a real treat for you. Pastor Robbie Galati is with us, senior pastor at Long Hollow Baptist Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He was radically saved out of a life of drug addiction on November the 12th, 2002. In 08, he began Replicate Ministries to equip and train men and women to be disciples who make disciples. Pastor Robbie, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your third in your series of, what do you call it? Your Growing Intimacy series?
Growing Up series, yep.
The growing up series. Which is really what it's all about. I mean, some people think, okay, I become a Christian and that's all I have to do. I can just coast all the way into heaven. But that's not the case. I mean, God sanctifies us and sets us apart for a specific reason, right?
Yeah, well, see, and you hit on the main issue I've seen in Christendom today, and that is, we have made salvation the goal and baptism the finish line, right? And so we high five and we get it. And I'm not against baptism or conversions. Praise God. We want to see as many people as we can converted and even baptized. But that's not where it ends. That's the starting line, not the finish line. And what I try to communicate in this book series is that we're not just saved from something. We're actually saved for something.
Exactly.
And that's a big difference, because what happens is, if we don't understand that, we're paralyzed as Christians, we're crippled in a sense, and we think that our job is to be a consumer where we come and sit and not a coworker where we go and serve.
I remember years ago, Pastor, having this vision of people walking around the church with gifts on their head. They were still wrapped up. They were still wrapped up. They weren't opened up. And I'm going, and I mentioned to the senior pastor, a dear friend of mine at the time, I said, I just had this crazy picture that came to mind here, that we have all these gifts walking around here and nobody's opened them up. And to everybody's wonderment, could you imagine what could be if they opened up and the very thing they've been crying out to God is in that package?
You know, and here's the thing. I believe we could see the finishing of the Great Commission in our lifestyle. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. That the gospel will be preached to all the world and then the end will come. But how will it happen? I think it's going to happen through discipleship. And it can happen with the resources we already have in the church. I really believe we don't need to see another person enlisted in the army of Christ. We could do it with those we have already. It's the undiscipled disciples who fill the pews and padded seats of our churches every week. And what could happen if we begin to grow people deep? They begin to be the mouthpieces for the ministry and for lost people. And it's not just us as trained ministers who are doing the work of ministry. It's us holding them accountable to be equipped to engage and partner in ministry as well.
I know it sounds a little scary when you say, well, I'm going to be held accountable. But actually, it's like the blind man. The blind man didn't understand the transformation that happened in his life. All he knew was that he was experiencing it. In fact, he told me, I don't understand it. So all those stories that sit there in the pews every Sunday across this country of ours and around the world, they're stories to be told, and they're just like as dramatic as that blind man who was once blind, but now he sees. But sometimes what happens when people become Christians, they think, oh, I got to be a theologian. I got to have this. No, all you got to do is be able to translate what you were to what you've become. And you'd be amazed as to what that will do in terms of its impact of evangelism and even discipleship for that matter.
You know, and I'll say one more thing about that. You know, I heard this years ago from a guy. He said the problem in the American church is not the gap between what we know and what we don't know. Because we think we grow through just transfer of information, which is part of our growth process.
Right.
But the way we grow, and Jesus was an Easterner in an Eastern culture raised around Eastern customs. He understood this. In the Eastern culture, you didn't learn just through transfer of information. You learned through repetition and reiteration. And so you think about this in just the way we learned. He said the problem in the American church is not the gap between what we know and what we don't know. It's the gap between what we know and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finished by saying, here's what he said. He said the problem is, he said, we have become educated beyond our obedience. Mm-hmm. See, it's not the things in the Bible that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's those things that I do know, right? Don't look,
right.
Don't lie, don't lust, don't steal. Those are the things I need to be held accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one of the reasons I think we're not seeing people bearing fruit and being all they can be for God is because we don't have that level of accountability as we should.
And some of that, Pastor Robbie, is that people got to go out and confront the culture. You know, that's the way we connect, is by confronting. By confronting, I don't mean you need to be a bully and go turn the tables upside down. Unless Jesus tells you, okay, it's time for you to go turn some tables upside down, and he'll be with you to protect that. But I mean, we can go in and take a stand because even Gallup last year came out with a poll I thought was quite ironic. You know, the secular America said, hey, where's the church, man? We've lost our way here. We need a moral compass to go, well, you told the church to get off the bus, you know, many miles ago, and now you're looking for somebody to drive the bus and get you out of this ditch. So the fact is secular America is saying, hey, where is the church? And the church needs to be encouraged and be emboldened in love and mercy, because guess what? We've all been fallen. We've all made our mistakes. And as you cite in your testimony, you went from dark to light, and there was a process. There was love along the way to bring you to where you are today. And it's the same thing, you know, that we have people out there that need love. They need the grace and mercy that God's extended to us individually for us to be that conduit of love and mercy to let them know it's okay. I was just like you.
And, you know, when I tell people, I tell our congregation, lost people may never read the Bible, but they read you and me every day.
Yeah, they do.
And that's what they're learning about who God is based on how we live. You know, when Jesus came to the earth, God decided, I'm going to teach them about me. I'm going to give them a picture of the characteristics and the qualities of who I am. He didn't send Jesus with a manual to teach people about him. He sent him in the form of a man to model and then expect them to emulate. And so I think that's a wonderful, as you said, challenge for us to be salt and light.
Exactly.
Because the world is watching us.
Well, your book, Bearing Fruit, What Happens When God's People Grow, of course, inspired from the first psalm. And I love the first psalm. And, of course, this particularly is, you know, the third verse. When the psalmist writes in verse 3, he's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. That's a Selah moment for me. You know, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Selah moment comes, okay, time to meditate. You got to really chew on that, and knowing all that that represents is, here's God who knows the beginning from the end, saying, hey, look, I'm with you. I'm on your side, and I'm going to see it all the way through. And this is what happens when you're called out and you do it my way.
Yeah. And, you know, Jesus, I mean, you think about Jesus, he was interested and he was focused on us producing fruit. The very first parable Jesus tells in Matthew chapter 13 is a parable that teaches us how to discern every other parable. In fact, he even tells the disciples that. If you understand this, you'll be able to understand the rest of the parables. And in that parable, he talks about four different kinds of soil, but only one, if you remember, produces fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to think about that. And I thought, well, what does it look like to produce fruit? Well, in the New Testament, there are actually seven places the word fruit is used. And what I do in there is I just unpack what fruit bearing looks like. What does it look like to produce fruit? So I talk about the fruit of the Spirit. I talk about the fruit of praise, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of stewardship and giving. And so that's really what I'm trying to do in this book, to really give us a metric for discerning and evaluating biblical maturity.
Well, Pastor, I know that you're also the general editor of the CSB Disciples Study Bible, and I want to have you back so we can talk about that. This book here, Bearing Fruit, is part three of the series. And, you know, as we wrap things up very quickly, because we only have seconds, and I promise, I do want to have you back to talk about the Disciples Study Bible, but I want to direct people to your website and how they can get connected and get their hands on your books.
Yeah, they go to replicate.org, replicate.org, and we have a lot of information. Disciple Study Bible is a new Bible that's coming out in 2 weeks where we're helping people read through the Bible in a year with a plan my wife Candy and I created,
mm-hmm.
where you read 1 to 2 chapters a day, 5 days a week, you're off on the weekends, and you get a picture of the whole meta-narrative of Scripture.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Bearing Fruit, What Happens When God's People Grow, Pastor Robbie Gallaty on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and I've got a real treat for you. Kurt Cameron is back with us. It's been a while since we've spoken with Kurt. What an incredible story about Kurt and how he came to faith. You know, he wasn't raised in church, in a church-going home, per se. He describes himself as an atheist from a very young age, but by the age of 14, he was so convinced there was no God that he laughed at those who said there was. But as is the case for most of us, suddenly it all changed one afternoon as he sat in his sports car pondering the first gospel message he had ever heard. And as they say, you know, the rest is history and well documented. And he is a man of God and a man of faith. And he is being put together. OK, let me try it again. Let's start it from the top again. Sorry. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Kurt Cameron is joining us. It's good to have him back. It's been a while since we've talked to him. And for those of you who may not be all that familiar, and maybe you know today's Kurt Cameron is a very spiritual individual and one who believes in the grace of God and lives it out and teaches and evangelizes, you should know that Kirk, at an early age, said that he was not raised in a church going home. He described himself as an atheist from a very young age. By the age of 14, he was so convinced there was no God that he laughed at those who said there was. But of course, like all of us, or at least most of us anyway, suddenly it all changed one afternoon as he sat in his sports car pondering the first gospel message he had ever heard. And of course, as they say, the rest is history. And we've known Kurt to be the man of God and one who, you know, wears his faith on his sleeve. He's not afraid to talk about the life-saving grace of God and what Jesus Christ means in his life. And what Kurt is doing now is he's here to talk to us about a nationwide cinema event, Revive Us 2. For those of you that remember Revive Us 1, how special that was, a nationwide gathering that offers an inspiring night of hope, courage, and unity, featuring discussion on critical national issues from known leaders of faith and also include prayer and worship. And Kirk is here to break it all down, tell us all about it. For more information, I will tell you up front, you can go to fathomevents.com or go to your participating theater box office to purchase your tickets, but you can get them online at fathomevents.com. You will want to make sure you get your hands on those tickets early so that you're ready to experience Revive Us 2. Revive Us 2 is going to be playing two nights, and it's going to be a live national broadcast event from the Museum of the Bible. Are you ready for that? On October the 24th and an encore screening on November the 1st. With us right now, Kurt Cameron. Kurt, good to have you with us. Well, I gave them all the lead up a couple of times about Revive Us 2. That's going to be a Fathom event coming on October the 24th, and then of course you've already got a scheduled encore screening, which will happen on November the 1st. So give us the background. Revive Us 2, the follow-up of the first Revive Us.
So Revive Us 2 is a one-night live event. So you go to the movies, you get a ticket, and you participate in an interactive live experience. We're going to be broadcasting from the Museum of the Bible. It's brand new, not even open yet. It's in Washington, D.C. It's amazing. And here's why we're gathering. I'm calling it a national family gathering for the family of faith. You look at our nation right now, and we are divided. My news feed on my phone is just blowing up with everything, division, everything, outrage, everything, panic and anxiety, race, religion, politics, gender, choice, family, money, everything seems to be dividing us and weakening us. And if you add to that mass shootings, natural disasters, threats of war with North Korea, the flag in the NFL, man, we need unity and a path to get there now more than ever. That's what Revive Us 2 is all about. I'm bringing together Dr. Ben Carson, a doctor, an apologist, Robbie Zacharias, Johnny Erickson Tata, filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, musicians. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to share strategies that will bring hope and healing to our nation, and we'll pray and worship together and ask God to send revival to America.
Well, Kirk, what we've maintained on this show is that since the country has turned its back on God and become more and more secular, our former president announced to the nation a number of years back that we were no longer a Christian nation. And in making that statement, something profound occurred. And it's as if there was license given for people to unhinge from their moral centeredness. And the loss of morality has thrown us into this spirit of chaos, which is reminiscent, really, you go back and you look at the first chapter of Genesis, when the earth was void and without form, and what it speaks of is the chaos that was taking place, which seems pretty representative of what's going on right now in our country, and I'd say our world.
Yeah, brother, I agree with you. I think we can all, we all resonate and amen with what you're saying. You know, it even made me think about in Genesis where there was a form and there was a structure under a guy named Nimrod who builds a tower. And ultimately, when man sets himself up as God and starts calling all the shots and making the rules, rather than honoring the creator of heaven and earth who promises blessing and protection, everything just starts to go down the toilet. And like you say, our morals go down the toilet. It all becomes about, you know, what I think is right in my own eyes. And when we go down that road, we desperately need to turn back. And God is gracious. God is patient. He's slow to anger, filled with loving kindness and compassion. But the window of grace eventually closes, and he gives people what they desire. We see that over and over throughout the scriptures, and that just could happen here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope and my strong hope is that America will wake up before she goes over the edge of the falls.
Right.
And that she will say, we have been given so much. We have been so blessed. Let's turn back to the God who is the source of our blessing.
Exactly.
Abraham Lincoln said that. Martin Luther King said that. George Washington said that. Thomas Jefferson said that. And I think it's time that we wake up and do that. And that's what Revive Us 2 is all about.
And the consistency of God, Kirk, has been that he's there with his arms always open to us. And as you say, his forbearance, thank God, is not human-like. You and I would have checked out of this program a long time ago. But God, for his love and mercy and his forbearance, is still there, you know, waiting for us to come back in much the same form and fashion that he did repeatedly in the Old Testament with the children of Israel. And so he's there waiting for us to, you know, get our acts together and realize that we're toast without him, and that we can be revived. I mean, in speaking with Franklin Graham here recently, he says, you know, we've had bonfires, which encourages me. You know, we've had bonfires of revival across the country. We're on the eve of a Bring Your Bible to School Day, which will take place tomorrow, which a lot of people in this country thought, well, I didn't think you could bring your Bible to school. No, you can.
again, and tomorrow is the day. Last week we met at the poll and prayed, and why do we have millions of people coming out to pray? They're looking to God for the answer because they know it's not going to be found in our government or our legislators or, you know, some pastor in the church. It's going to be from the very mouth of God, Jesus said.
Amen. Amen. But, and we should find, you know, it is so interesting. I know you know this, but just to remind us is that bring your Bible to school. My goodness. When America first started, the Bible was your school. That's how you learned to spell.
Right.
You know, the New England primers were simply, you know, A is for Adam who sinned in the garden. I mean, literally, those are the first books that were given to children in school. And our Supreme Court justices, John Jay, the very first Supreme Court justice, talked about the necessity of honoring God and selecting people who loved and honored the Lord and His Word as your leaders. That's what would bring blessing to our nation. So if we don't find God in our schools, and we don't find God in our politics and in our government, the last hope is that we find Him in our hearts and begin to apply His Word back to our culture.
Well, Kirk Cameron, thank you so much for all the hard work. It takes a team. To make the dream work, as they say, the nationwide gathering will offer an inspiring night of hope, courage, and unity, featuring discussion on critical national issues from known leaders of faith, and also will include prayer and worship. One night, Fathom event with an encore already scheduled. You can go. Kirk, tell them real quick where they can go for more information and to get their tickets.
Go to reviveus.com. That's reviveus.com. Put in your zip code. There will be your theater staring at you. Just get your ticket at reviveus.com.
And be blessed. Thank you so much, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, angry.